Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good
We're gonna
evening.
Try to make it real sexy tonight. I don't know why. I'm in a mood.
You
this is your host, Shantae. And you got the diva, Miss Shantae. How you doing, girl?
Tell me what you say
now.
Tell me what you say, come again.
You didn't tell me we was being sexy tonight.
Huh?
I said, you didn't tell me we was being sexy tonight.
I'm kind of feeling sexy right now. I'm feeling like, yeah, I'm in a zone right now, real sexy. Like, I mean, we always sexy, let's not get twisted. But I'm feeling sexy tonight.
Girl, you tickling me. I don't know what to say to that. But,
how do you know? What's in your tea tonight?
What's in my tea? Girl, I need to have whatever you got in your tea in my tea. Let me go pour myself a drink. Wait a minute.
Girl, my tea is very, very good. It's got rum something in it. It's C-H-A-T-A. Girl, that's the new drink for the nights. Yes.
Okay, girl.
Anyway. What? No, what? No, it's good. It's really good.
No, I was just opening my refrigerator, and I had some things that I brought back from me with Colorado, from Colorado in here. But I think we will talk about that on another day.
We will. Let's get it cracking. Mm-hmm. We've got a 30-minute show tonight.
Yes.
I'm excited, as always. So the topic that I decided to pick today was, what would you do if you found out that your best friend, sister, cousin, or whoever is closest to you talked trash about you to your significant other? Like,
ooh.
I can honestly tell you that's happened to me a few couple times. I know it. Has that happened to you, Shantae?
I hope not. I mean, not to my knowledge. But, you know, some of these chicks ain't loyal, man. Some of these dudes, people just ain't loyal. Let's just say that. Ain't no telling.
So it never got back to you. Well, it got back to me a good couple of times. And I don't know, people out there listening, if you ever came across me, or if you cross me, you know that when I'm done, I'm done. I'll delete you from my phone, Facebook, life, family, email, I'm blocking phone numbers. And pretty much now that I've gotten in my 30s and something, I don't care. First off, if you're that close to me, what gives you the right to talk trash to who I'm laying down with? What are you trying to prove? What are you trying to achieve by doing so? Sound like you're trying it, but seriously, like, what is you trying to prove? Do you think that dude's going to be loyal to you listening to little shenanigans, or like it's not going to get back to me? I don't know. And then if it's like even your if it's a family member, a friend, you could dismiss them real quick. But let's say it's your cousin or your sister.
I guess what I have to say is, you know, and this is really, it kind of, we always, you know, end up talking about things that are recent, you know, but for me, I put up a Facebook post the other day just talking about how, you know, it's our job. This is our life. So it is our job and our responsibility to ourselves for us to manage our environments and who we allow around us. And so
I agree.
You can't always spot the dishonesty and the lack of loyalty coming. But once it's upon you,
beware. I mean, you're right. You choose who you keep in your circle, and you choose who you don't.
And I think you should cancel. And this is gonna, maybe people aren't gonna agree with me, but I'm gonna say it. If it's a family member that, you know,
cancel.
I don't care who it is, you know, that wants to talk to you or, you know, treat you a certain type of way, something that you don't agree with, you know, you may need to limit interactions or you may need to completely cut them off, you know.
I've actually done that to a few family members, to be quite honest with you. I got some cousins that I don't really fraternize with, and I can tell you honestly why. Number one, they thought I've been bougie my whole life, and you know what? It's kind of true, because the way that they live versus the way I live, that's not my cup of tea. I love you to death, don't want nothing bad to happen to you, but your shenanigans versus my shenanigans, they don't mesh. So I feel like it's best that you stay where you stay in your lane, I'm going to stay in my lane. But, you know, I'm just not going to, I just can't function. I just can't.
To me, like, honestly, that's a sign of maturity, you know, from anyone who can say, you know what, you live like you live, I live like I live. We don't have to agree because that's your life. Do you?
Right.
But if that comes into my space and it's affecting my family, my children, me, you know, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
negatively, you know, then what's the benefit? I don't, if it's no
right.
benefit, whatever relationship, you know, a person is in, friendships, whatever, you know, there's got to be some benefits.
Sometimes you got to just let go.
Yeah, so if it's not helping you or, you know, adding to your situation, it's subtracting from you. So you got to subtract that person from your equation. Bye-bye.
Right.
Sorry, not sorry. Like, and you're
so,
lying to me.
The
to
other
me,
thing
like
I that. Wanted to ask you, and we've talked about this offline, but I want to talk about it online because both of us can be Sophisticated Ratchet. Is that what you called us last week or 2 weeks ago?
Sophisticated Ratchet, yes.
We can both display some of them qualities, but we're also professionals just in general. But how do you deal with conflict? I know that there's two ways that I deal with conflict. There's the street way and there's the professional way. Don't laugh at me, Heifer. I'm serious. I'm keeping it real 100 because I had to learn this early in my professional career because the wretched me came out at work one time where I almost threw Heifer out the window because she ran a pony.
Lord,
I don't do that at work.
You have on a bonnet. Did the
wretched
you
no,
have on a bonnet?
No,
why do ratchets always go on a bonnet outside?
First, I don't kill my buzz. I'm just saying. What I'm saying is,
I'm just saying that kills me. That so many years. Every time I see you ratchet heifers that don't just have the time or decency to run a comb through your head and come out. Come on, man. Come
no.
on.
No, seriously, real talk. We're both.
Okay.
But wait a minute. So we're both professionals. I'm not going to name the company. I'm not going to name the person. But I knew a couple things about old girl. And she, you know, she used to dip in the broccoli a little bit, you know, get a little buzz on every now and then. And I guess she came to work feeling herself a little bit one day. And I was hushed. And I was in charge that day of delegating at work. Well, this was the day she just didn't want to listen to nobody. So once I left her work on her desk, I went back to mine, and my back was turned towards her. This fool ran up on me, and the hood in me, and I know people don't think I get hood, I'm the quiet, is this shy, short girl, whatever. The hood in me came out so tough, she ran up on me, and I promise you, we was on the 7th floor. I could have thrown her out my office window. You don't run up on people like that, especially when you don't know what they came out. And you was inebriated at that time. You don't know what I know. I'm completely sober. You ain't. Don't run up on me. Now, long story short, neither one of us got fired that day. However, our bonuses was taken away from us, and we both had to go to anger management. Needless to say, I lasted longer in the company than she did. But now how I handle conflict is I actually try to breathe. I do not want Sean to come out in any corporate settings at any time because that's that angry heifer that lives inside of me. I don't want her coming out.
Tay-Tay. See, I'm Tay-Tay when I get upset. That is, like, one of the alter egos. But I have, like, this is something that's funny to me because these are all conversations that I've had recently. So one of this guy that I'm dating or whatever is a recycled.
Right here.
So old, we might be trying to make it new. I don't know. We'll see. But it was
right.
Because, you know, we've had some run-ins in the past, and he told me, he was to my face yesterday, he said, yeah, you crazy, but I think I know how to manage your crazy. And I'm
it's
like,
good when a guy can manage your crazy, because when they can't, it's just like, I mean, it's like,
wait,
you know, what are you supposed to do? Teach him how? I don't want to teach you how to manage my crazy, because I don't know how to manage my crazy.
Well, here's the
ain't
thing,
that what
though.
Care for?
He was so dead ass that I couldn't do nothing but laugh, because I'm like, how did I end up being the crazy person? Let me tell you, this is when things get out of hand with me. And any, you
this
know,
is when
any
shit gets real.
Has,
yes, I said
this
it.
Is when
shit.
This is when it gets real. Do not. And this is, you know, like I said, this is somebody I was dating when we were young or whatever, and it was really cute and, you know, whatever. And it was a puppy love kind of thing. And he went to the mall with another girl. This is like in high school.
Oh,
and
no,
I
let me
see
you
when
real
I'm trying
quick.
To tell you, I was on a rampage because I'm like, you didn't tell me nothing. I had to find out about this on the back end. So I jumped off the car on him, and I'm not going to say what else happened, but I'm just going to
Thank God,
Tay-Tay came out, and he has memories of this, and he thinks it's hilarious. And
they always think it's hilarious after the fact, but it's like you put me to that limit, like you took me there.
I guess his mom still jokes with him about this, like it's funny, like, oh, yeah, that girl jumped out on you, you know, I scar on you. So here's my thing, and this is what I told him. I said, you know, if you don't play with women, like, you know, if you don't play with people's emotions, they don't. I'm a Cancer. I'm very reserved. I'm cool. I'm calm. I'm collected.
Cancer's rule.
You know,
Cancer life.
I'm composed. I'm composed. But damn it, when you, oh, I love you, you know, doing all that mess, and then you do some BS. I'm sorry. Any woman that cares about you is not going to take you playing with her time and her heart and her emotions very well. Like, that's just not going to go well for you, men of the world.
Right.
Hopefully, you know, these grown men should know this by now. But young men, just don't do that. Just don't play with a woman. And then you won't get jumped off the car. Like, you won't get, that won't happen to you. Like, just keep it, you know, keep it cool. Keep it cute. Don't lie. Keep it real. But now it's so funny because we can laugh about it. But at the time,
yeah, that's not something you laugh about at the time it's going on. But afterwards, you know, that's what it is. Afterwards,
man.
So you
that's
and
like,
I handle conflict
hood,
similar.
No. I was going to say, in my hood, that is like, you know, when I jumped out the car on this fool, that is like notorious. Like, if you ask somebody about it, they know. They like, oh, yeah, girl, I remember when you. So I really can't, you know, live that one down.
You know,
but that is,
speaking of something notorious, I actually had a moment since I've recently been back in Minnesota. Yes,
Lord.
Girl. It was kind of neat.
Uh-oh.
So, again, I don't like to act out in public too much, but this guy that I had, I don't know what we were doing at the time. I thought we was dating. Apparently, I was misled. And, I'll take that. So we actually was at the same function together, and I didn't know that was going to happen, nor did I know he was bringing somebody to the function and that they were boyfriend and girlfriend, and I was just a customer.
Baby Jesus.
When I tell you,
Lord,
girl, when I tell
he
you I showed every
dollar.
When I showed every ounce of my red, yellow behind, what was so bad was I tried to keep all kinds of composure, but I just couldn't, because I'm like, first off, I'm too old for this. Second off, I'm really too old for this. And third off, I'm about to shut everything don't. So I left. Everybody's like, no, don't leave. He's going to win. You letting him win. I was like, you know what? If I don't leave, all y'all going to die up in
I'm
here.
I'm going to jail.
Okay? Everybody going to jail. I'm going to jail. Somebody's getting murdered. Y'all don't understand. You playing with my emotions and somebody thinks
Lightless.
It's funny.
That's dope.
So that was Sean. So people still kind of talk about that a little bit, but this is why I'm not on the scene all the time either, because I don't need that drama. Like, let's move on.
I mean, I know, because these are stories that can be told all day and all night, because I have some that are so recent that, you know, they're just so comedy. We'll just have to do a show on the recent.
We sure will. We'll do a show on that. So let's talk about Scandal. You said you didn't see it last night, right?
No, I was on a date these last 2 weeks.
Oh,
I've been on a
date.
That's
that other tea, girl. That's that other tea. But did you see it last week?
No, I'm telling you, I've been dating.
Girl, okay, I'm gonna need you not take Thursday night as your date night when we got stuff to talk about.
You know I must really like this dude. Like, you know I must really like this dude.
Yeah,
me and Sandra have a standing. Yeah.
Ugh. Well, fine. We'll skip Scandal. We'll talk about that next time. But what about, did you see Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Because you know the real wretched came back.
Oh,
I mean, Love and Hip Hop
no,
New York is okay. What? Girl. Ooh. That tea, honey, that tea got me. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta came on. It came back on, and everybody knows that's one of the more popular of the Love and Hip Hop series. And this season, it looks like stuff's really about to get real for Mimi, Stevie J, Nico, and Jocelyn. Not Jocelyn, Jocelyn. I love
Jocelyn
her and her shenanigans.
But wait, does he have a new? I just saw the previews, and this is unlike me because, again, Love & Hip Hop is like one of my shows, like one of the. I mean, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. The rest of them,
right,
you know,
right, because you know we be repping
whatever.
Atlanta as much as we rep everything else.
Absolutely,
ATS
like,
shouty.
Because a reality show is just not a reality show. It's not shot in the ATL. I'm sorry, I don't care about you. Heifers and Negroes in L.A. I could care less about New York. It's kind of entertaining because Peter Guns is just such a creep-tastic loser face, old,
right.
Hello,
I throw up
moon,
in my mouth
yellow
bit.
Face, crinkly grandpa.
Come on, come back,
tired.
come back.
Sorry,
come back.
I'm sorry, okay.
Thank
I'm
you.
Sorry. I don't like men like that, I'm sorry.
I don't
I
either, but can continue.
So, I don't really care about them as much as I care about Love & Hip Hop ATL, Shoddy. And I cannot believe I missed
it. Oh, but wait
that.
A minute.
So
I forgot to tell you. The Bam is on there, too. The Bamster, Bambi.
Oh,
she's back
Lord.
On there with Scrappy still.
Wait, wasn't she going with some other dude? I'm so confused. Oh, the Bam.
That's what, that was the tea.
Where did she come from? Where did she come from?
She came from Basketball Wise Miami.
She showed me.
Because she
it's all this cross pollination going on. I don't even know where they getting
girl,
these.
Girl, you need to keep up. That's why you got me in your life. She was one of Malaysia's friends from Basketball Wise in Miami.
What?
And when
she?
That came,
I
went off.
Malaysia was a classy one. Oh, man.
Malaysia
oh,
can
man.
Get real hood. Remember, she's from Compton.
She can get hood.
She
is from
got
Compton.
Real hood on that ass in the very first season when she jumped across the table at old girl sister. I was tickled, honey. I was tickled. But anyway, so the Bam's back on the show. You know, Scrappy Mama thinks she's singing and stuff. I'm just looking like, why? Like, she literally is doing showcases and stuff of that song she ended the season with.
Which one? Not the
girl,
I Deserve.
She only, yes, I Deserve.
Girl, who gave her llama? She looked like a llama with a wig on. Like, who gave her the record? I need to know. Like, I got to know.
Mona
who is
Scott
doing
Young,
this.
Possibly.
Mona. Come on.
Girl.
Mona.
And you know who we need to get on the show? Wait a minute. I just thought about it. Because as much as we do all of this tea and everything, we need to get our boy Alexander Rogers. I'm going to reach out to him. Because remember I told you had to watch some of his stuff. He is a comedian, and he also does roasting reviews on YouTube. And when I tell you, he be giving me so much life in the morning, especially with his laugh. His laugh alone I live for. He is a nut, a pure nut. We got to get him on the show, I promise you.
You know what? I'm a Ricky Smiley girl, I have to say. Like, Ricky Smiley was kind enough. He's one of the bros, so.
Yeah, I don't really care about your bros. I'm
a good bros. Look now.
Ricky. Pretty Ricky, what they call him.
And Mr. Ricky Smiley was gracious enough to welcome me into his studio, and, yeah, he was really nice and just rolled out the red carpet for us all. And
did you say he was really nice? Did you put a twang to it? He was really nice.
He made the intern go get us some donuts, and he was fussing, and you know, he was just really cool and just, you know, down to earth, just laid back, just kind of like he is on the show. But if you want to like see some stuff or hear some stuff, you need to hear them off the air, because. Woo.
I know they cut up. I'll check him out. I mean, you know, I'm cool with Ricky Smiley. You know, we cool. I mean, I like him. I like me some Steve Harvey, too, though, if we're going
to
talk about your bros. I like Steve.
When I used to live in Minneapolis, I listened to Steve. And
he's funny to me. So this is what you do. Since you got the fraternity connection, you can reach out to them. I'm going to reach out to Alex. We going to have us some real-time guests on here. We got to get it cracking. But what I will say is this. We have picked up some listeners that have been very loyal, so I want to say thank you out there to all of our listeners that we do have right now and to the ones that are coming, because y'all can always listen to these podcasts after the fact, after they've been aired. So keep on listening. Ms. Shantae.
Yes, dear.
Do you have anything else you want to spill in your tea? Now, mind you, we got 6 minutes.
6 minutes. Spill on the tea. I want to know.
What you want to know?
I am struggling right now because I am trying to decide, like, what I want to do as far as, like, you know, because I'm currently, that I mentioned that I've been dating and, you know, whatever. I'm kind of new back to the scene. And I'm just trying to figure out my life right now. Like, it's been, let's see, how long has it been since I dated? I was in a relationship for 2 years. We've been done about 3 months. You know, so it's been a little, like, you know, about a year, 2.5 years or something.
I think the dating for you is healthy. I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. I would just say take your time. Make your heart heal. You don't want to carry nothing old into the new. And, you know, just have a good time. Just parlay it for a second. Just relax.
I am relaxed.
Good.
Now. About
and enjoy it.
Things.
I'm not saying don't.
I am really enjoying myself. And so, no, I don't necessarily feel like, you know, I have to go through, you know, my angry black woman, which, you know, we hate to talk about that. But I had to go through my angry black woman from the relationship, you know, situation or whatever. But I really do feel like I have turned the corner on that piece. It's now just funny. Everything to me, doesn't matter how crazy it is, it becomes a joke after about 3 weeks. Like, it, you know, it doesn't matter how crazy or messed up it may be. It becomes a comedy after a while because the jokes just start coming. And so that's kind of where I'm at with it. It's, like, just funny and, like, just crazy. It's kind of, at this point, it's like it happened to somebody else. It didn't even happen to me. It's, like, crazy situation.
Well, that's
like I watched
a good
it on
thing.
Or
that's a
so
good
it's
thing that you're in a better place.
It's just really one of those things where you're just kind of like sitting back and looking like the dating thing is just different now. Like and
it
what's
is
funny
it's
is,
horrible.
You know, and then I'm back. Ooh. Find it hilarious. I don't find it horrible. Like I I don't know. Like, I'm back, you know, in my hometown, which I never really thought I'd be back living here, at least. I, you know, of course, come to visit my family.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm living back here. And so it's kind of like blast from the past a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the guys from high school and, you know, from church.
All that cute
and, you
shit.
Know, like, you know, it's kind of like, okay. It's just interesting. I don't know. So I'm trying to navigate. I'm having a blast, though. You know, like, the thing I'm running into is that, you know, what I've seen so far is that, you know, and I guess this is a good problem to have. So I'm not complaining, but I'm just kind of like, especially as a woman who, you know, kind of fresh out of a relationship a little bit still, you know, 3 months or so long, is, you know, some of the men that I've come across, it's like they're trying to jump into something right away, like.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you know, some of the men out here are as thirsty as some of the women out here. It's sad to say, but it's actually true.
I hate to use the word thirsty because I think that is a
but they are.
Dude. I mean, you know, some say yes, there are some. I mean, there were thirsty men in Atlanta and stuff too. Like, I've seen some.
Oh God,
like,
yes, that was
yeah,
hideous.
You know, but
real hideous.
It's just a little. It's different here because, you know, kind of small towny, you know.
Everybody knows each other a little bit.
Everybody knows, yeah, it's kind of like one of the, or they know of, you know, it's like, ugh. And it's, I'm just out of place. Like, I'm just mad. I'm out of place. It's hell. And right now I just don't know. You know. So.
I do. Well, I know that I'm actually celebrating this month and this year, 8 years of being single, like from a divorce. I've been divorced for 8 years, and I can honestly say I'm cool. Like yesterday, I think it was my ex-husband's birthday from what I think I remember, and I didn't say anything. I didn't call or nothing. I was like, oh, that's cool. He's got the best ex-wife in me, I'm telling you, because I don't want him, nor do I wish him bad. You know, I got over that angry spell after I moved to Atlanta, and I was just done with it. So I can honestly say, even though I've had relationships after him, those weren't real relationships because, you know, they weren't all committed and stuff like that. So I've been single for like 8 years. Isn't that crazy?
I don't think so. Honestly, like, it depends.
Here.
This blew my ex's mind, but that was probably because he was a big fat hoe.
Hey. Come on back.
Stop fired.
I heard some anger in there.
Stop fired. And I don't care because I got to show him. He should get him a podcast if you got a problem. Anyway.
You stupid. Got 1 minute.
Know, he didn't understand the fact that, you know, I'm career focused. You know, when I lived in Atlanta,
right.
He just think, I don't know what he thought I was going. But anyway, I'm sorry. We have a minute, so we can bring this to.
We have a minute. You know what? I think we did a really. Tonight was a fun show. I think it was really fun. We got to talk about some stuff that we haven't talked about offline for a cool minute. So that was really cool. And we gonna talk again about some more stuff. All the listeners out there, I want to thank you guys for listening. Feel free to give us a call anytime, 917-889-2241. And I want to hear from y'all. And then also, I want to know, what's in your tea? Let's spill your tea and talk about something. Until we meet again, you guys, Ms. Shante, I want to say thank you and good night. And I will talk to you soon.
And good night.
Bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
And to all my listeners out there, again, thank you very much for listening to our show, and I hope you tune in next week.
Tell me what you think now. Tell me what you think.